thousands of sailors from a US Navy aircraft carrier riddled with COVID-19 will be brought onto Guam after the ship's captain warned that people would die unnecessarily if they didn't act. As we've already heard, Guam is facing its own coronavirus emergency, now with 77 confirmed cases and 3 deaths. There are 5,000 crew on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and it's now been confirmed that most of them will be brought onshore and stay in local hotels. But the ship's commanding officer, Rear Admiral John Menoni, is reassuring the local community there'll be no contact policy between sailors and the local community.
The biggest reassurance that I can give you is that all of these sailors that are transported off Naval Base Guam out of their quarantine areas and into Tumon will have a negative COVID test. No one is allowed off the base unless they have been tested negative for COVID-19. The second reassurance that I can give you is that these sailors will be under the direct supervision of U.S. Naval personnel, both potentially Naval Security Forces, Marine Security Forces, and then potentially local security forces to ensure that they comply with the mandatory 14-day quarantine period.
That was the ship's commanding officer, Rear Admiral John Menoni, there. Guam's Governor Lou Leon Guerrero was the one with the power to make the final decision, allowing the sailors onto land. And because Guam citizens are able to sign up to the US military, there are people from Guam on board.
They are our nieces, our nephews, our sons, our daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. And we can protect Guam while being humane to them. That is the Guam I know, and we will not abandon who we are out of fear. Every decision we make during this pandemic is made and will continue to be made with the health and safety of our people in mind.
Guam's Governor Lou Leon Guerrero there. We've seen, for example, here in Australia, many of the confirmed cases are people who contracted the virus while on board cruise ships. There are now dramatic standoffs between Australian authorities and around 20 cruise ships with tens of thousands of people on board. The ships are refusing to depart Australian waters, but authorities don't want them to dock and let people off. So what do medical experts make of the situation in Guam? How will the potential risks be handled? Dr. Thomas Shea is the president of the Guam Medical Association, and he spoke with Richard Ewart just before the decision was announced.
I came here to Guam with the United States Navy, so I know that the Navy is really good in containment, and I think they're battle ready. I have no doubt that the admiral and the captain of the ship is going to make sure the safety of its crew, and we on Guam and also in the community was going to help them as much as we can. If they need a hotel for quarantine, I'm sure that the hotel will open up their doors for the sailors to be quarantined. And whatever medical help they need, I'm sure the Guam Memorial Hospital will be standing ready to help as well.
But one thing we do know is there is a significant number of personnel on board the aircraft carrier who have tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, if they all come ashore, can Guam cope?
Well, I think if they come ashore, they're going to have to be quarantined. And that's the main thing about it. You know, if they need medical help, we have to work out a way to whether or not they go to Guam Memorial Hospital or the Naval Hospital would be the one to quarantine them if they need to be hospitalized. But certainly, I think, they have over 200 positives, and that might go up, you know, day by day. We'll see how it goes. But these are healthy sailors, so I'm not too concerned regarding the healthcare status. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
So could you see a situation perhaps, therefore, where they could come and land in Guam, go into quarantine, but not necessarily put pressure on medical services? They may only have mild symptoms.
That's correct. Yeah, that's what at least we're hoping for. That's the best scenario, is that they get quarantined for 2 weeks and it should be okay. And those that need hospitalizations, then we have to deal with it as they come one by one.
And do you feel if a number of them were required, for example, to go into intensive care, if they develop more serious symptoms, that the medical system in Guam can cope? Because obviously you have the highest number of cases in the Pacific so far.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be difficult to judge, you know. It all depends on the severity of whether or not they need ICU care. But these are young sailors. These are not the elderly. You know, unless you have you're going to have some elderly sailors on there, of course, you know, the sergeants and, you know, even the captain themselves are up there in age. But certainly I'm sure that our military is ready to support whatever sickness there are. And Naval Hospital is a pretty brand new hospital, so I'm sure they can handle it as well. But so we'll see over the next couple of weeks, see what happens.
Must be a very high-stress situation, though, for the sailors on that ship. I mean, even allowing for military discipline and everything that goes with being in the Navy, this is not a situation that any of these guys will have faced before.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, a ship is a ship, but this is a battleship. We're talking about a battleship. It's very different from a cruise liner. When you go on cruises, these are a battleship that's nuclear-powered, and they're going to have to keep some people on board to maintain the battle readiness. And I don't know what that entails, but we're going to have people staying on board. So they're going to have to rotate that crew out. So we'll see what happens. And I'm sure the United States Navy is standing by with the rest of support across the country. So speaking from a former military person here in the Navy, I'm sure that we're going to overcome this however difficult situation it is.
And the fact that the Navy is so central to life in Guam, do you think that would make it perhaps easier to bring these guys onshore if that's what happens in the end, that people would be understanding perhaps more so than they might be in other countries where the Navy doesn't play such a big role?
Of course. You know, Guam is such a warm, loving community. I mean, we're not going to say, don't come on board. I think what we're going to do is probably work it out in a situation where we're going to have to, if they're coming out in buses, then we'll help them out and quarantine them. I think there's going to be protocols that are set in place. And I think the community is going to help out. I don't think that we're going to say, don't come, you know. I mean, we're going to help out our fellow sailors as much as we can.
And in terms of the confirmed cases within Guam itself, I mean, you're comfortable that the situation is being managed as well as possible?
We're doing the best we can. You know, I think we haven't hit the surge yet. I think the surge is going to come, but hopefully the surge is not too big. So I'm still praying that we can get through this without any mass casualty, if you may call it that way. What's going on in other states sounds like they're having a really bad time, and hopefully Guam is not right behind them. I'm hoping that we can get over this hump, but it looks like the surge hasn't come to hit us yet, so we have to brace ourselves for more.
That was Dr. Thomas Shea there, the president of the Guam Medical Association, and he was talking to Richard Ewart.